It is not given to us to peer into the mysteries of the future. Still I avow my hope and faith, sure and inviolate, that in the days to come, the British and American people will, for their own safety and for the good of all, walk together in majesty, in justice.
Bear ourselves, that if the British Empire and its commonwealth last for 1,000 years, men will still say, this was their fight.
We shall fight in France. We shall fight on the seas and oceans. We shall fight with growing confidence and growing strength in the air. We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender.
Escape of Cthulhu presents Achtung Cthulhu, Three Kings by Sarah Newton.
Are you suggesting things might be dangerous this mission?
Speaking of that, while we're waiting for Randall, Rob, did you happen to listen to the last session of Three Kings?
I did. That was a pretty good cliffhanger you left on.
Okay.
I am a little curious how I'm going to get involved.
Well, this was my question. I will give you a free retcon token if you want to use it.
Okay.
So if you want to continue with the partisans in the side attack, or if you want to rejoin the player group in the main infiltration.
We could totally pick him up when we dump the body.
It's exactly where I was gonna put
him. Yeah, I think that makes sense. I think that's where I'm probably needed most.
Well,
y'all didn't seem to be faring too well.
I'm not sure that makes sense is quite the right way to say it, but
as long as the Irish guy is protecting us, we're safe. Or so I like to tell myself.
Yeah, I missed one session. It's almost a TPK.
What do you mean? We did great last time.
There were a lot of people who thought they could sneak when they had no business sneaking.
You keep saying that.
They insisted on continuing to sneak when they had no skills.
Don't be snuck. There was no sneaking going on.
Hey, man.
There was nothing sneaky about that truck.
I checked off my sneak roll.
Okay, so we're going to say that Sergeant Killarney was...
Yeah, before they left, they let me know to meet me up, for me to meet them up on the road ahead. Yep.
Okay, so yeah, you worked with the resistance to organize their side attack, their distraction. But then, yeah, on the road to the castle, you met them. Were filled in on everything as they were hurriedly dumping bodies out.
And, yeah, that's not too bad of a retcon.
Rejoined. Yeah, pretty minor as things go.
And then we found the secret door that led us to the fairy tunnel that the priest...
Yeah, if we're retconning, let's do that too.
Nobody believed him except me. I got a pot of gold.
Well, you know, if I could find any reference in this scenario to how the priest gets in, I would be more than happy to do so, but...
Yeah, magic. It's pretty sparse from what I recall.
Yep.
It's like you have to connect the dots, is what the previous keeper told me when he ran it. Or not connect the dots. Totally design it.
Just make it up as you go.
That usually
I think that
seems
won
to work.
Award, didn't it?
Hmm?
This one won an award through the Annies, didn't it? Like a silver or something like that?
I saw it was nominated. I don't know. I don't pay enough attention to them to know.
Yeah, maybe it's just nominated.
I think it did win something. Yeah.
Okay, let's have... What's the best option here?
I kill Randall.
that's the best point. That's the best.
Is that the best option? The incompetent chance leading us. I think our odds just went up.
we can put him in the back of the truck and.
Sergeant Killarney, you would just know this. The the resistance. Their plan is they have a bomb that they're going to throw. You know, they're going to try to lob over the wall. And then cool. There are two of them who will open fire on the guards in the tower.
Okay.
The side tower over there. Father Andrej has volunteered to go with them to provide moral support
and give us magical blessings
and show them the secret passage. He wouldn't keep show us.
And he's gonna knock on the castle wall and go ha ha, and a little secret door open up and he'll go ha.
Yeah, no doubt.
We just had to make contact with him, though. We didn't have to keep him alive, right?
That is correct. That was not part of your remit.
Okay, because that's going to be really tricky for me, since he seems to be suicidal.
Well, and I don't think even keeping ourselves was part of the alive was part of the mission, which is probably good.
Wow.
I mean, we assume, yeah, we all hope, but
yeah, survival is not one of the mission objectives.
Right.
It is desirable, though.
Hey, Randall's online. Oh,
I just don't want to train anyone else.
You'll be surprised to see Mr. Liska inviting him to the chat.
Hello.
There he is.
Hey, good morning.
Hello.
Hey.
Real quick, is the background noise too bad?
Not
we don't
bad.
Hear anything.
Okay. I can hear occasional traffic, but it doesn't disrupt.
Yeah. Yeah, mostly that's all it is just occasional traffic.
Must be the Germans driving their half tracks around.
Well, I am in East Berlin, so.
Nice. So it is the Germans.
Yep. Okay, so. When last we met, of course, you were driving up the hill. You dumped out a few dead bodies into the forest hurriedly, somehow, with no one seeing you. For the benefit of Agent Chance, we decided that Sergeant Killarney joined you as you're driving up the hill.
Okay.
So that's where we are. The four of you are in the truck. You have two German uniforms of somewhat questionable quality, given the bullet holes and the knife hole and whatever else, but you are rumbling up to the entrance to the castle.
That's Chance and Edwin's character, right?
Yeah, I think I'm going to be in the back, because I don't think I wouldn't have had a costume.
So just before we come into sight of the castle, I yell to Chance, shoot the windshield, quick.
Okay. Give me just 1 second to get dice.
Oh, come on, you can't need dice to shoot a windshield.
I may fumble. It's gun magic.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. That'll give you a 100% chance to shoot out the windshield from inside the truck. But you may still hit that failure. So.
Yeah, don't fumble. Right.
Speaking of dice, there we go. Apparently Agent Chance was a bit concerned about having to shoot out the window and has chosen the better part of valor.
Maybe what's the resistance agent that's with us? What's her name?
She's not with you, but
I thought she was with us.
Oh, you're right. You're right. I'm sorry. Yes, you are absolutely right. She is with you. Helena Svobodva.
So maybe Helena can shoot out the windshield.
I'm kind of glad I'm in the back as a helpless old man right now.
Yeah, she does.
Okay.
The gunshot
echoes. Is it sort of shattered? Is it just a hole through it?
Which would you like to have happened?
I think it might be better if it were shattered.
Shannon, can you try to add Randall again?
Yeah.
In that case, I will give you a party luck roll.
So party luck, oh, who's that? That's,
oh, I'm sorry. Here we go. Yeah, 50-50.
Are you sure you want Sergeant Killarney back?
Hey, Sergeant Killarney passed it.
Awesome.
Okay, so yes, the windshield explodes out in a shower of glass as the report of the gunshot echoes through the forest and down the road.
Awesome. Come towards the, are you back?
Yes, I'm back. Sorry about that. Excellent.
As you round the final corner and you can see the gate to the castle, there are one moment. Where are there are some okay. So this is the main entrance to the castle. It is a very large gate. It is wide enough, for the big half tracks and the big trucks like the one you guys are driving to pass through easily. There are two sentries outside the gate on foot, one on either side. They have their MPs. They both have MP38s, and they are both, at the ready, looking around. They obviously heard something. Above the gate is a machine gun emplacement with two operators who are also looking around for the source of the gunshot that they just heard.
Okay. Is the gate open or is it closed?
Would you like it to be open or would you like it to be closed?
That would be awesome if it were open. I mean, closed. No. It would be great if it were open.
Party luck.
We're good still.
Sweet. All right, I'm going to, as we're coming up, I'm going to start honking the horn and waving out the window and sort of zigzagging the truck a little bit. Not a lot, but just a little bit. And sort of make, like, wave off the sentries and start yelling that we've been hit. We're coming in. Help.
In German, right?
In German, obviously.
But of course.
Make a fast talk roll, Sergeant.
Your highest stat.
It is. It's one of my highest stats. That would be a fail.
What? I can't believe you.
You can see the two soldiers in the machine gun emplacement above the gate are still kind of sweeping the road in the surrounding forest looking for the source of the shot. One of the guards on the road, however, kind of sees the truck and moves to the center of the road and puts his hand up, indicating you to stop.
Okay. Do we have any idea when the resistance was going to start shooting or bomb throwing?
There was supposed to be some kind of signal. Was it a signal or time?
I think it was seeing the truck arrive at noon.
Yeah, I thought it was seeing the truck with the red handkerchief.
Mm. Yep. Oh, yeah, the red handkerchief, yeah.
Which we did tie, I remember that.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Someone tied.
Fair enough. Nothing has happened yet, however.
Oh, crap.
Okay. How far are we from the sentry?
There was a roll involved. It did not go your way.
Drive slow.
So we're close to the sentry, is what you're telling me?
20 meters.
Where am I right now?
Wow, so he's 20 meters.
You're in the back of the truck, aren't you? With me, aren't you?
No, I think he's next. I think he's the other person up front. I think there's three of us up front.
Okay. So, that's what I wanted to ask. If I'm up front, I will come out on my side of the truck and yell, "Open the door! We're under attack! We've been shot!"
The gate itself is already open.
Okay, so just let us in! Let us
in!
And you're not lying, so you don't really need a fast talk for that, right?
We've attacked ourselves. Let us in.
No, he's both been shot and in a bloody uniform.
So. Yeah, that's pretty convincing.
That's what I was thinking. The uniform that I got, does it have any blood? And well, I've been shot, so I should be bleeding.
Yep.
So I'm bleeding.
Okay. Agent Chance, make a fast talk roll.
Okay. Wish me luck.
Good luck. Agent Chance.
No, 67. Fail.
So this guy just stood in front of a speeding truck to stop us at 20 meters. That's what I'm understanding?
Yes.
Okay.
We're running him down.
Well, I'm going to slam on the brakes, but my drive is pretty low, so I don't know if I'm going to be able to avoid him.
Are you trying to avoid him?
Yes. Are you trying to stop in time, or are you trying to run into him and make it look like you were trying to stop in time?
I'm trying to stop in time without flipping the truck.
Okay. Yeah, you can do that. No problem.
Come on. All right. So as soon as the truck's stopped, I'm going to open the door and sort of hand wave Chance to do the same on his side and sort of fall out of the truck.
Okay, that's what I'm going to do.
Okay.
And actually, I'm going to pretend that I'm passing out.
You shouldn't have to pretend very much.
If I see them all leaping out, I suppose I'll consider that too.
Yeah, in a very dramatic way, I'm gonna come out of the truck, take a few steps towards the guard, and fall to the ground.
Okay. Having just impaled her idea roll, Helena sees you both doing this and yells out, "Quick! We've been attacked by the resistance. Get help!" And the
awesome.
The two guard the one of the you can see in the machine gun nest, one of the guards turns and starts yelling something inside. And one of the guard who had stopped you runs up to assist Agent Chance, and the other guard comes up to Sergeant Trifler and asks you, "What happened? What's going on?"
It's just a shot from the woods, right through the windshield. Shots, and I'm gonna be a little dazed and confused.
In that case, make another fast talk roll.
Ouch.
If we make enough of them, I'm going to pass one. This one would not be the one I pass, though.
But someday. 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 It'll pass.
Yeah, the guard looks a little confused. You're saying one thing, but kind of acting a little differently, so he's not really sure what to believe.
If those shots start soon, then that'll help, but we'll find out.
If only I could say something.
And at that point, yes, you hear a loud explosion to your right. And a number of people start yelling, and you can hear, you know, gunfire erupt out of the trees. And there is much yelling going on from inside the castle. And the guards in the machine gun nest above the gate, you know, kind of turn and look out to their left, your right. And you can see them kind of sweep it. They haven't opened fire yet, I presume. Let's see. Oh, no, they have. And they start opening up with their MG-34, sweeping the tree line.
Okay. I'll start to stumble and run in through the gates.
And the guard that was went to assist Agent Chance. Let's see, what will he do? Ooh, that wasn't good. He will assist Agent Chance. He will assist you to your feet. Okay. And then you can see he looks at you quizzically. You know, you can very easily tell that he made a 0-2 on a spot hidden roll. And seems to be questioning why the bullet hole in the jacket does not line up with where the fresh blood seems to be coming from.
This guy's a pro. Okay.
Yeah. So,
What is this?
I'm gonna have to grabbing and shooting. Be you know, so the other guards won't notice.
And time it with the explosions and gunfire.
Yeah. As, you know, timing the explosions with my shot. I just, since he's grabbing me, I'm just gonna get my pistol and shoot him.
Okay.
So his body is you know, is covering the. I will get in a position so his body is covering the angle from the guard, so they cannot see me pull out the pistol.
Okay. First of all, make your pistol roll.
It's gonna be your job. Let's see.
If you're point blank, you can double it.
Yeah.
Now, this is another 100%. This is another 100% success as long as your gun doesn't jam or.
No, it's actually an impale.
Okay. Would you then also make a hide roll?
Let's see. Don't have such skill. What is the base?
10%.
10%.
Ah, 40.
If you were to add your luck to that, would that have passed?
Luck.
Are we bringing a little 7th edition here?
I presume so, that your luck is more than 40.
yeah, for sure.
Okay.
It's actually.
55. Yeah, so no problem. The gun, you know, the gun goes off. The shot is muffled by his body, and he slumps against you. And as you quickly glance around, it doesn't look like anyone noticed that.
Yeah. Shoot again. should I roll damage?
No, he's well dead.
Okay. Yeah, and then both of us fall to the ground.
Okay.
And I, you know, keep saying, help, help. And I tried to grabbing into, you know, and getting into the truck as if I was trying to help him.
Okay.
And I point to Sergeant Trifler. We need to go, go.
I was already going on foot.
The the guard that is with Sergeant Trifler, says, nine, get the truck into the castle.
Okay, I'll run back and get into the truck. Start the engine again with a grinding of gears and drive into the castle.
And then he runs to assist Agent Chance and the other guard.
Yeah, dramatically, I will say, He said, help me get in the car. We need to get out of here.
And I'm afraid that he just made a 16 on his spot hidden roll.
What are you doing with your pistol?
Defending myself. Defending myself, you idiot. We're under attack.
Fast talk roll, Agent Chance.
Ooh, odd five, baby. Odd five.
Ooh, 15, I pass.
Pro.
He puts it, let's go of his MP, so it's hanging by the strap. Yeah, of his MP, so it's hanging by the strap, and comes to assist you and the now well dead other guard up the road into the castle.
I will say, leaving. He's dead. We need to get cover.
Nine, help me bring him into the castle.
Ah, crap. Okay, I'm gonna try to drag him. You know, without making a lot of effort. Oh, my wounds! Oh.
Ooh.
Again. And I will get into the truck.
Well, the truck has driven into the castle without you. And he just made a 0-6 okay. on his spot hidden roll.
You are not that badly hurt.
I will scurry into the castle.
Well, I will then man. Try to help him with the man. What else?
Suck it up, man.
We're
not so badly hurt. Stop pointing.
I turn and shoot in a random direction, you know, towards the gunfire.
Okay, fair enough. They will deal with that. Come on, get into the castle.
Okay. I assume he outranks me with me, so I'll do as he's saying.
Okay, back. Let's go into the back of the truck for a moment. Sergeant Killarney and Mr. Liska, what are the two of you doing during all this?
Being very, very quiet.
I think that's a good idea.
And hiding under anything back here.
Yeah, our. Is Killarney in uniform or no?
No.
All right, so then we're definitely hidden, though. I think Killarney would be the most hidden, since it's better if they see two Slavs than the Irish man.
Yes.
Who doesn't look Slavic, I would think.
No, I'm blonde here. I could pass as German, I think.
Okay.
It's possible.
So yeah, we're all hidden, and I make sure that I'm hidden in a separate spot. In case we have to hide rolls. Because I'm a lot better than the default.
I am the default.
Yep, 10%, baby.
Okay, Sergeant Trifler, so as you drive the truck into the castle, you can see, you know, you're in the... this big...
Outer ward.
Yes, the outer ward, thank you. Number 15 on your map. There are lined up.
Wait, 15?
Our map doesn't go to 15.
My map stops at 13.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm looking at the map in the actual scenario. Yeah,
can we be at 13?
Yeah, we'd like to go save to 15. Us
a bit. No.
And that secret door on there, we're going to go there. Secret room.
Yeah. So the big outer area.
Okay.
Parked along the, you know, parked alongside the walls, you can see there are a number of half tracks, jeeps, trucks, a staff car, some motorcycles, a few, you know, Germans milling around. Some have obviously run up the stairs to the wall and are, you know, you can see they're firing down into the forest. One German that looks to be the motor pool officer, you know, comes up and waves you towards a particular parking space.
And, okay, whereabouts roughly?
This is going to be... so if you're looking at the map and you're coming into the castle from the top, right through the gate at number two. As you come in, the parking is going to be... Let's say... he's going to wave you to a spot that's to your left along that north wall.
Oh, along the north wall there, okay.
Yeah, between number two and the graveyard.
Okay. And then the this wall, I guess, that I'm seeing between the outer ward and the cemetery and 13 and so forth, what does that look like? Is that a stone wall? Is it tall, short?
It's a tall stone wall.
Looking on the map.
This area, you can kind of see there's a wall that kind of bounds 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 7, right? Mm-hmm. Is like an inner keep inside the castle.
Okay. So yeah, so I'll go to the parking spot that he indicates and park.
Is
it possible to get the... Sorry, go ahead.
As you do, would you make a spot hidden roll real quick?
Sure. That one, I am pale.
Oh, nice.
At a fifth.
Very nice. Just a moment, sir. I have a piece of information for you that may or may not be relevant.
It's the secret door. Come on!
Look for the leprechaun.
Okay, there you go.
Okay.
I presume you're not going to be able to communicate that to anyone at the moment, since you're alone inside the... Well, you're with Helena, so you could tell her, I suppose. I don't know what that buys you.
Indicate with my eyes.
Hey, I'm back there too.
Well, you're in the back of the
truck.
You're
in the back.
In the front of the truck.
Oh, sorry. I misunderstood.
So that would be as I'm pulling into the parking space, basically right in front of me. More or less.
More or less, yeah.
And is there a way I can pull into the spot such that the rear of the truck is towards the north wall without looking funny?
No, that would look very funny.
So is it all parallel parking, or how's it?
No, all the trucks are pulled in so that they are facing the wall.
Oh, okay.
Apparently so that they can actually, park them and then unload them.
But not drive away quickly.
They're not worried about that. And having them parked with the back against the wall would make it difficult to unload the truck.
Well, I didn't know if this was the loading zone or just the parking area.
It's both.
Okay. Well, in that case, I guess I will park nose in and delicately hop out of the truck.
Okay. As you do, two German soldiers and two Czech laborers come up to the back of the truck. Mr. Liska and Sergeant Killarney, you can hear the Germans. You can hear these, the two Germans. Schnell, hurry, unload the truck, hurry. And Mr. Liska, you can definitely make out the voice of someone who's Czech speaking in German, saying, "Yes, yes, we're going." And then a moment later, the canvas at the back of the truck is thrown open.
Was there anything back here we were able to hide under?
Yes.
Okay.
In fact, at this point, it would be a good point for both of you to make
hide rolls.
Yeah.
There's never a good point for me to make a hide roll. No, I fail.
I did not make it either, surprisingly, with my 75.
Wow, all that big talk about hiding. Oh, wow.
I know, all that big talk. I'm paying for it now.
Let's see you sneak, too. Yeah.
Just you wait. When it counts, I'll be sneaking away.
Now, since you did hear them coming, I will give both of you the chance to do... I will give you the chance to do something, if you would like to try to do something.
Are there German soldiers there, or is it just workers?
As the back of the truck is thrown open, you can see that the only people looking in the truck are the two workers.
Okay.
Would I have recognized that they were speaking Czech, not... I would recognize they're Czechs, not Germans.
When you saw
them, not in uniform.
When you saw them, yeah. I mean, they're very obviously Czech peasants.
Okay.
I will come out from underneath the stuff, and I'll grab something and hand it to them and say, let us start to unload, friends. Let us all work together and be trusting. For we are under the thumbs of the Germans. my fellow countrymen.
Fast talk roll, Mr.
And then the Irish guy comes out and ruins it. I made that. Look at that.
One of them reaches to grab whatever it is that you're handing him. Ah, yes, thank you, friend. And then just as he's about to grab it, he obviously, does a double take, as he has very clearly seen Sergeant Killarney. And I will give you the chance to do one something more.
That makes sense. I think he's back.
Man, that was quite a cliffhanger, though.
Oh.
I know. Plus, he's in Berlin.
Did I drop out? German. Sorry about that.
No, the Germans got him.
Yeah, he dropped out just before something exciting happened.
Oh, okay. not knowing exactly where I dropped out, I will say again. The first peasant, goes to grab whatever it is that Mr. Liska is handing him and says, yes, thank you, friend. And then just as he is about to grab onto the box or barrel or whatever it is, he does a double take and sees Sergeant Killarney.
He puts his fingers to his lips and says, shh. Because if I say I'm here to help, they're not going to understand me.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll say it anyways.
Sergeant Killarney looks young and possibly Slavic. Is that correct?
I look young and... well, young.
100% Irish.
Okay.
Blonde. I'm not, or like a red hair. I'm a ginger or something.
Ginger kid. I will say again, in gesture, when he sees Killarney, I'll say, oh, he is my dumb, mute, great nephew. Someday I hope to have him off my back, but for now he is a burden.
His eyes kind of go wide and then kind of narrow in suspicion as he looks at you, and you can make another fast talk roll.
Didn't make that. It sort of suits the line.
he steps back in surprise and huh? Ooh, what is going on? And the other Czech peasant, I will give you. You can, since there are two of them, I will allow you to re-roll that fast talk roll to see if you can have convinced this guy.
Made that one.
Okay. He steps forward.
Yourself.
He steps forward and kind of very knowingly looks at Mr. Liska and Sergeant Killarney and pats his fellow on the back. Yes, it is okay. It is okay. Come, let us unload the truck. And he reaches for whatever it is that you were handing him. And the two of them, start to, grab stuff and start to carry it away.
Okay. I cover the Irish man up, since he clearly had his feet sticking out or something.
Okay. Let's go back to Agent Chance, who was stumbling up the gate on foot. With a dead German soldier and a live German soldier.
And once in a while, I will just release him so he will fall to the ground, and we need to pick him up again, So this guy is really a burden, and see if this other guard eventually decides to leave him outside.
No, he's obviously bound and determined to get his compatriot inside the castle walls.
Fool.
and the three of you, come in kind of right on the heels of the truck. So Agent Chance, as you come in, you can see, that little tableau being played out at the back of the truck. Would you make a spot hidden roll, please?
Sure. That's a pass.
Okay. Can you see your chat window?
The chat, yeah.
Okay, just a moment.
Okay.
I will send you this. Okay. So you see that. Another German runs up, and a couple more Germans run up, and a couple of them take control of the dead German and start carrying him away to the hospital, and a couple more come up to you. You are wounded. Come. We will help you.
Danke. Yeah, we'll tag along, but I will drag my feet them, and as soon as I'm able, Jim, I'm gonna get rid of my jacket and my shirt. Say, look, my wounds. And after I get rid of my jacket and my shirt, I'm gonna pass out.
You're gonna just drop them on the ground in the middle of everything.
Yeah. It's burning. It is burning. And I will remove my clothes.
Oh my dear. Wow. Oh dear.
It's a pretty good distraction he's got going.
It is.
I was wondering how I was gonna get out of here.
Yeah, they
the stripper helps. The gunfire and the explosion didn't work, but
so the two Germans who were helping you, they kind of pick you up and start carrying you away towards. Let's see, where would they be carrying you towards? Probably not there. Yes, so they are carrying you and the dead guy towards the St. Mary's Tower, which is number 11 on your map.
Oh, that's far away from what I want to be. All right.
I thought we were going for 13.
Well, you were, but that doesn't necessarily mean the Germans are going to cooperate with you.
Well, yeah, but 11's not that far from 13.
Sergeant Trifler, you can see Agent Chance being carried away. Mr. Liska, presumably you can see that as well.
Okay.
Are there doorways through this wall, or do they really have to go down all the way to 4 before they can loop back around? I mean, it looks like you'd go 4, 5, 7, 10, 11 kind of thing.
It looks like there's an opening between 13 and 12.
Right.
Into the outer ward?
I'm not sure.
That's my question, yeah. So there's any openings, Jim, there at all?
Before I get to you, Randall, let me answer that question real quick. So between 13 and 12, you can see kind of horizontally left to right, there's a wall between the two. Mm-hmm. At the east end of that wall, where it intersects the north-south wall of that inner keep, there's a guard tower.
By east, you mean west?
Yes, by east, I mean okay. West.
Good.
Yeah. Sorry. Okay. Yes. Yeah, there's an entrance through there.
Okay.
Into that courtyard, into both courtyards, the one around 13 and the one around 12.
Okay.
Great.
I know where I want to go.
So Randall had something else, or where are we?
I think Randall's being dragged away.
Okay.
To the hospital.
Right. I will motion to Elena. I assume she's also getting out of the truck.
Yes.
And quietly say, can you get us into the Great Tower? And then follow her wherever she leads.
She looks around and says, Yes, I think I can get you in. She looks at the soldiers and the workers standing in the back of the truck. She looks at Agent Chance being hurried away. What about the others?
They'll come along. And I also point up ahead along the wall there, where I assume there's somebody scurrying southward.
By this point, he has disappeared from view.
Okay.
I will follow if I notice that.
Make a spot hidden roll at a minus 20.
All right.
Mr. Liska, sorry.
Oh.
Okay. Damn. Hot five. I made it.
Yes, you can.
Five out of 50.
You can just, as you're, you know, helping to unload the truck, you can just see the figure of someone. He kind of stands out a little bit because he looks like he's wearing priest robes. Disappear into number four.
Oh, into four. I, if I'm near my allies, I'll convey that information.
You are near Sergeant Killarney, but so are. You know, a couple of Czech laborers and some German soldiers.
Yes,
so.
I will hold off on that information.
That might not be the best idea.
Plus, Killarney is not known for his adept mind. He is a man of passion who kills. Hence, killing.
Okay. So, Sergeant Trifler and Helena, she starts leading you towards that same keep where Agent Chance is being carried.
Okay.
And we will stay in the back of the truck, however, for a moment with Mr. Liska and Sergeant Killarney, as the truck is very close to being emptied.
Okay, I will move to the opening of the truck and peek out to see what's going on, who's around, whether I can... I think we're... Is it daytime? I believe it is.
Yeah, it's like around... Yep. High
okay.
noon.
So I will look around, just peek out of the edge of the opening of the back truck and
so you,
look around.
You see Sergeant Trifler and Helena walking off. You see someone who appears to be Agent Chance, but he's somehow shirtless.
I always knew he was unstable.
Being carried off.
There's our fearless leader.
Still saying, I'm wounded, see? See, I will catch up with Trifler if possible.
The gunfire has died down, and there, you know, you can see some of the soldiers who were up on the wall firing are coming down, and you know, you can see they're talking to each other and gesturing, and you know, there's some officers over there, you know, trying to organize and find out what happened and that sort of thing.
Okay, I'll glance back at Killer and I'll say, I am not sure how you will blend in here, my friend.
Aren't I in Czech clothing?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to, before the whole truck's empty, I'm going to be a box that's big enough I can kind of hide behind it a little bit as I carry it away.
All right. I will
and
tell
I'm
him.
I'm going to follow Mr. Liska.
Okay. Then I don't need to tell you.
That always works in the movies. Where the extra laborer just happens to show up and no one notices. Make a luck roll, Sergeant Killarney.
It's not. No. It's not like they keep track of these checks.
I mean, the luck of the Irish.
Dang. Failed by two.
Wow.
Yeah, that's okay. Now I'm going to give the Germans a chance to... Ooh.
Hot two again.
Oh, I just fell the spot.
As you step out of the back of the truck carrying whatever it is, one of the Germans, you know, gives you a boot to the ass. Hurry up. Come on. Move quicker. Get the truck unloaded. Schnell. Schnell. Did I drop off again? Yes, I did.
Wolves.
And after all that dramatic recitation,
mm-hmm.
Of course, I dropped off again.
No, you were there.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I thought I heard you.
Huh. I think, yeah, this you talked about the boot to the ass and
yep.
double timing.
Yep.
Yep.
That was it.
There.
So, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, my Skype said I dropped off and it was redialing.
Oh, may have been just for a second or two.
Crazy. Okay, anyway.
Did you hear, though,
No, I did not.
Oh, I said I was going to catch up with Trifler and Alina if I could do it.
Yes. Yeah, you were able to.
I just wanted to get away from Killer because he seems to be bad luck. Or so I say.
Jim, are we still under attack by the rebels?
No, the gunfire has stopped.
Okay.
Clearly, that could be for any of a number of reasons, but
I'm trying to chase down Liska and stay close enough to him. No, hey, if, I'm carrying this for you in case someone asks, since I can't speak to anyone. I'm helping you.
Thanks.
Sergeant Killarney.
You're old. You wouldn't be unloading stuff.
Sergeant Killarney, you can hear them yelling something to you in German. You don't speak German, right?
Oh, okay. Never mind. You don't need my help.
Dang. Wasted a good roll. Percent.
Can I understand what they're saying?
Yes. They're telling him, no, the box does not go that way. It goes, you know, they're waving off in some other direction.
They're telling you the box does not go that way.
Where do I go? Where do they say to go?
Where they are pointing, of course, and, which is not in the direction of Trifler.
Yes, which is the opposite direction.
I'm going the opposite direction.
you can see there's a big stack of stuff off to the, let's say... oops, where's my map? There it is. Yeah, to the east, kind of in that corner. Kind of in that east corner there. Just
and by east, you mean west?
West-east corner?
No, this time I do mean east.
Oh, near the cemetery?
Yes, near the cemetery.
So okay. if they seem suspicious of Killer Jim, I will say something. If they don't care, then I won't bother.
No, they don't seem to care, other than the fact that he doesn't know what he's doing.
I did warn them he was dumb and mute.
It was truth in advertising. Okay, I'm heading to that corner then.
Sure is.
Okay. Mr. Liska, you can catch up with Sergeant Trifler and Helena.
Okay. I catch up, and then I start to try to look meek around them like an old man, beaten down by the Germans.
So be yourself?
Yep. Pretty much. Just laying it on thick if I have to.
Okay. Agent Chance. You are... going to be the first one to reach that guardhouse. The Germans carrying you, you know, take you through the guardhouse, kind of bearing south into the courtyard around number 12 there.
Okay. Yeah, when we get closer, I will just say, tell them, take him to the hospital. I'm feeling better. Leave me here. I will get there. And you know...
Lay against
the wall, trying to catch my breath.
No, they're just dragging you. You are delusional. You need assistance. Come. Yeah. The doctor is here. He will help you.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I don't have many options. I'll have to go.
And they take you into St. Mary's Tower, which is number 11 on your map.
Okay.
And on the ground floor, there's, you know, a small, you know, medical area. A German nurse comes up and helps the two soldiers, you know, kind of directs the two soldiers to drop you into a bed, and then starts doing various medical things to, you know, inspecting you, calling for the doctor.
Well, as long as they fix me and give me some hit points back, I'm fine.
So they start working on you. A few moments later, Mr. Liska and Sergeant Trifler and Helena, you reach that same guardhouse.
Hmm. Okay, I'm assuming that Helena is still leading and that she's going to head us north into 13, or does she...
Yes.
Balk at that, or is there locked doors? Or...
Nope. Yeah, she, you know, you can very, you can see that Agent Chance is being carried in to the tower number 11. But, and then, you know, Helena kind of turns north and leads you towards number 13. The laboratory is on the ground floor. Come.
Okay. Follow.
Okay.
Chance is the only one who's going to live through this, but he's going to have to work for the Germans for a while.
Do I see where they're going?
I will give you the chance to make a spot hidden roll to see that before you were carried inside.
Okay. 61 out of...
Nope.
So apparently not. Okay. Can I get a sub-party luck roll from Mr. Liska and Sergeant Trifler?
Yes. I believe my luck is 65. Let me double check here. I'm 65. I think I'm lower than you, right?
Yep, that's you.
And Helena's Helena's POW is incredibly, unbelievably, almost superhumanly high, so her luck is not going to come into question here.
Well, hey, I didn't make the roll, so I'm curious to see what will happen now.
Okay.
Sorry.
Sorry, you did make it?
I did not.
Oh, you did not.
No.
As the three of you, where's my map again? Move towards the entrance to 13. You see a man. Let me see if I can find him here. This might take a moment. Where are you, Doctor?
Dr. Kolmanstein.
Sorry. Nope, that's not it. Where are you here? Oh, come on. Oh, there he is. You can see a gentleman, tall, very thin, dirty white teeth, white lab coat covered with all kinds of stains, comes out of the doorway just as the three of you are about to enter. With him are two... SS soldiers, with him are two SS officers, and they are, you know, kind of gesturing back in and talking something about, you know, they appear to be discussing the progress of some experiment, and they kind of stop and they look and, who are you? What are you doing?
So we're in that sort of triangular shaped courtyard between the building 13 and the guardhouse.
Correct.
Or we're almost in that.
Yeah.
Okay. The castle's under attack. We need to secure the laboratories.
Make a German roll.
Better than fast talk, but that's probably next. Mm-hmm. Oops, where'd it go? Nope.
The SS officer looks at you. Who are you? I do not recognize you. We know.
Are there other Germans watching us on the walls and whatnot, out of curiosity? Or are we actually in the triangle where we can't be seen?
No, you're kind of... You pretty much can't be seen.
Okay.
I mean, there's not a whole lot of people, you know, like staring at you or anything.
Okay. Getting ready to draw my pistol if necessary.
Okay. At that point, Helena steps forward, and she, you know, kind of goes into slinky mode. Heinrich, it is okay. It is, what the hell's his name? Dang it. Commandant Kranz. Kranz, he sent us to... And she makes up some terrible story about needing to get into the laboratory to get something for Kranz. That's good. And the SS officer, you know, kind of looks down at her and says, ah, Helena, yes. Yes, of course. Go ahead. Go right ahead. And then the three of them walk off.
Okay.
And she turns and looks at Sergeant Trifler and gives you the eye.
I asked you earlier if I sounded like a German. You said yes.
She leans over and whispers, earlier you did sound like a German.
Okay, no more.
I stay out of this. I wisely stay out of this.
She opens the door and leads you in.
All right.
So inside, There's a a short hallway, and she leads you into a large room on the ground floor of this tower. That is very clearly a laboratory. There are it looks like your kind of standard mad scientist laboratory. There's beakers bubbling and pipettes and tubes and stuff everywhere. There are a number of operating tables that have shackles and harnesses on them, although they're all empty at the moment. Although on most of them you can see, there are stains that look somewhat disturbing. In fact, you kind of just get a queasy feeling from, the entire laboratory and the tools, which are clearly not meant for anything pleasant. And you can all make a sand roll.
Are this all adult-sized, or is this looks like it could be for children?
No, it's all adult-sized.
Okay, pass sand.
I missed. What's my prize?
Your prize is Your prize is the opportunity to roll a D3.
Ooh, okay. Yeah, and 1 point.
Zero for the pass.
Okay.
Helena looks a bit shocked, but not quite as shocked as Mr. Liska.
Yeah.
this is the doctor's laboratory. The she's kind of whispering to you. The captives are downstairs in the basement.
Okay. I guess we should free them. How do we get downstairs?
She leads you out of the laboratory to a door with stairs that go down.
Okay. We'll go down the stairs. Is it lit, or are there a light switch or anything?
It is lit. It's fairly dimly lit, but you can see no problems.
Okay. Since there were no flashlights in London.
There certainly are not.
As you descend the stairs, would you both make listen rolls, please?
Ooh.
Did you make it?
No.
Well, I made mine.
Okay.
Well, that's good.
Mr. Liska, you can hear the sound of it's kind of a strange combination of sounds, because you can hear, what sounds like some people kind of whispering, maybe whimpering a little bit, crying softly. But you can also hear a strange moaning sound kind of coming up from the dungeon below you as well.
There are merely moans down below, my friends. Should we continue?
Well, I don't hear them quite, but if there's prisoners and they're being tortured, it's likely they would be moaning.
Yes, I am sure that is the only conclusion, my friend. Please lead the way.
So as the two of you continue down the stairs, we will...
Isn't Alina with us too? Or
three of you.
Okay.
We will scene cut back out to the courtyard and Sergeant Killarney, who has just dropped off his box.
And he's then going to look around for the other checks are.
there's a few kind of wandering around doing labor, throughout the entire courtyard. I mean, not dozens.
Remember, they think you're dumb.
Not dozens they think you're and dozens mute. Of them, but. And you,
well, anyone you told thinks I'm mute. But...
Play it up.
You didn't tell me you told them I was mute.
Hey, that's part of the challenge. I can't have all these details. I'm just trying to stay alive.
Yeah, if there's any clusters of people kind of to south, I'm going to try and blend in, working my way towards the gap between 12 and 13.
Okay.
Are there checks going that direction?
There's checks going every direction.
Okay. So, then whichever ones are going that way, I'm going to mimic what they do.
Okay.
And make it look like I know what I'm doing.
Okay. Make some kind of roll for that.
An 11.
Yeah, whatever you were rolling, I'm sure that's good enough.
Okay. Anything but hide.
So you're able to do that and make your way in that direction. We will scene cut over to Agent Chance, who is being bandaged up and fairly well cared for by the nurses in the hospital.
Nice.
So well cared for, in fact, that you may have one hit point back.
Okay. Up to five.
They have, however, injected you with morphine as well. Mm-hmm.
In that case, but I... Mm-hmm.
So you're feeling pretty good.
Okay.
And they're just kind of, they've got you bandaged up. Shot up with morphine, nice comfortable bed. They're kind of tucking you in and clearly just going to, leave you here and care for you for a while.
Okay. Before they go, I will ask for another shirt. I'm getting cold. Can I get a uniform, please?
No. You do not need a uniform now. This is one of the nurses. I will get you another blanket. Just a moment. Are you going to try to do anything else? Or?
No, I will wait until they leave.
Okay.
Or they leave me, at least.
Okay, we will scene cut back to Mr. Liska and Sergeant Trifler, who have reached the bottom of the stairs, and you can see you are in a dungeon under the tower. So as you reach the bottom of the stairs, it's kind of a large lit but dimly lit open area, and there are two cell doors off to either side.
Are they bars or a solid door?
They are solid wooden doors with a barred window in them.
Okay, I'll go up and look through one of them.
Okay. Roll me a D2.
Two.
Okay. As you go up and you look through this cell door, you are rewarded with a sand roll.
Awesome. That is a 19. I pass.
And that will be 1 point of sand.
Okay.
As inside, you can see approximately 36 people, most of them adults. There are a few children, however, that are, either they're standing quietly, a couple of them are, kind of shambling, but all of them look like they are horribly, horribly wounded and mutilated. There's blood dripping off. Some of them are missing limbs. Missing jaws, huge gashes in their chests and stomachs and things of this nature.
These people look like they should be dead. What did you, Elena, did you know this is, what's going on in here?
She comes over. What do you mean? And she looks in.
I come over and make a sand check too. Let's get out of the way. Oh, I made that one.
You may lose 1 point of sand as you see the same thing then. You said you did say you passed?
I passed, yeah. Okay. So 1 point.
Sorry, just a second.
The East German patrols have caught...
they're on to Jim.
Exactly. They've got Killer and they're going to take him away.
this is one of the things that we've noticed about Berlin is... There is an ambulance. No matter where you are in the city, there is an ambulance that is going to go by with that damn siren at least every 10 to 15 minutes throughout every hour of the day and night. I don't know whether there are just that many sick people here, or my theory is that they just randomly drive around and blow the siren just to keep people on their toes.
Demonstration of German efficiency.
Exactly. Anyway, Helena looks in the window. She gives a little scream and she faints dead away.
Oh.
I try to catch her before she falls.
Okay, you are able to do so.
Don't.
So we can't rescue these people like this. There's no way they can move without... Oh, Helena.
What's this done to them? And I'll start looking around the room, trying to maybe see if there's like some documents, because I know these Germans like to keep records on everything.
Probably up in the lab.
Yeah, there's nothing. There's nothing else down here.
So if we give Elena a little tap on the face or something, does she wake up at all, or is she out?
Let's see. She will be. No, after, you know, a minute of you trying to rouse her, she... What's this? Oh my god, those people, what has happened to them?
Yes, no, it looks horrible, but I think we need to get out of here. We obviously can't take these people with us.
Make a listen.
Right now, they would all die. Make a listen.
Yes.
Pass.
There you go.
From the other cell, you can hear the voice that you can hear a young girl weeping softly, or what sounds like a young girl, kind of crying softly.
All right, I'll go look in that window, too.
As you look in that window, you see another group, not quite as many, perhaps two dozen, adults and children. You know, they're all kind of... They look perfectly normal, except for the fact that they look, you know, totally scared. And they're, you know, kind of sitting around, you know, weeping a little bit, rocking back and forth. And they kind of glance up and they see you, but, you know, they have no idea who you are or anything. They just kind of, you know, quickly glance away and they look terrified.
And you're in uniform.
Can I, I'm going to try the door and see if it's locked or if there's a bar on my side or...
There is a bar on your side.
Okay, I will lift it out of the way and open the door and maybe hint that Helena should go in or Liska and talk to them.
As they see you opening the door, they kind of scurry away from the door.
Okay, I'll back away also.
Okay.
And I'll say in Czech... We are not with the Germans, my friends. We are here to help. This lug here, and I indicate Trifler, he is American undercover.
Well, I'll say good afternoon in my best American accent in English.
They just kind of look up at you blankly.
Has the father come? Oh my God! Is the father here? Is he going to rescue us too?
Yes, I saw him along the parapets but a few minutes ago. He is helping others, but we are here to help as well if you wish to be helped and can stand and move. Do you need help?
And some of the stronger-looking men kind of stand up.
Yes, let's go. Quickly, let us go. Let us get out of here.
And they, you know, start helping the women and children shot. Up and... And they all kind of start collectively moving towards the door.
Okay. There's like 10 or 20 of them, you said?
Two dozen, yeah.
Any of them look familiar to Liska?
No.
Okay. All right. We will probably have to guide them out rather than have them scurry out, I suppose.
I have no idea how we're going to get them out. We can toss them over the wall to the east. There's another big... courtyard there, so that won't work.
Nope.
Wow. We should have had some rope and a ladder.
Or a cat.
So yeah, does Helena? I guess we'll go upstairs anyway. There's nothing else in this room, right? There's the stairs we came down, and then the two doors.
That is correct.
Okay. And in the room that they're coming out of, so after they're all going out and following Liska and Helena up the stairs, is there anything else in the room?
No, there is not. However, as you are, so Mr. Liska, you're leading the people up the stairs?
I mean, I'm going to try and kind of warn them about certain locations to not go to and what's outside so they're aware of it.
Okay.
And tell them that the Germans are not all subdued at this point.
Okay. Helena is kind of with you, kind of shepherding some of the children and, you know, helping the women and that sort of thing. Sergeant Trifler, as you are looking around the room... You know, kind of the last one out, that sort of thing. You hear from outside the room, right? So back in the central area where the at the bottom of the stairs, you can hear two men speaking in Czech, and then you hear a large thunk that sounds like the bolt of the opposite door being opened.
Oh, So I guess I will look across the hallway at that other doorway.
And you see that, yes, the door has been opened and two men have gone in.
Are these look like two of the men that were with, that were just rescued from, it's okay.
Yep. You can hear them both speaking, but they're speaking in Czech, so you don't know what they're saying.
No idea.
These were former prisoners?
Yes.
Okay. Secret door.
Are they speaking to each other, or are they, like, sort of seem terrified, or are they giving commands? Like, can they make anything out of, in terms of what style of speech they're doing?
They are both speaking individually.
Like taking turns?
No, no. They both sound like they are speaking to other people.
Oh, okay, okay.
Like, so they are, so like they are each individually speaking to other people.
Gotcha, okay.
However, a moment later, they both start to scream.
Wow.
And as that happens, three of the zombies kind of shuffle out of the now open door and see you and start shuffling towards you.
Does it look like I could run past them up the stairs with much chance, or does that seem like an unlikely thing to be doing at this point?
No, that seems definitely possible. They're not moving that fast.
That is what I will try and do then.
These are traditional zombies, not modern fast zombies. These are traditional slow zombies, not modern fast zombies.
Okay, I will try to run past them and up the stairs, and as I catch up to the rest of the people, I will say, hurry, hurry, move. We're being chased by something evil.
I'll look back and see what he's referring to.
As you look back, you can see, the group that you're leading up the stairs, and behind them, Sergeant Triffler, and just coming into view at the bottom of the stairs, you can see a few of the zombies start making their way up the stairs.
All right. I will say, yes, yes, we must move. There's something sinister coming after us.
Is there a door at the top of the stairs?
There was not.
Okay. I kind of think that letting the zombies out might be a good thing. But...
yeah. As long as they don't go our way, I agree.
Exactly.
In the group you're leading, however, a number of the people kind of turn around and look. The women and some of the women and children, and even some of the men, scream. Some of them start running, trying to run up the stairs, push past Helena and Mr. Liska. Three of the children, two of the women, and two of the men faint dead away on the stairs and fall down.
I will grab a child as small and pick him or her up or drag.
One of the women falls very badly, cracks her head open. You can hear a loud crack as her skull impacts the corner of the stair and breaks open, splurting blood. And the rest of the people start to, kind of start panicking and rush past you up the stairs. At that point, we will scene cut back to Agent Chance, who I presume is lying in his comfy bed.
Exactly.
Well, we're all
getting better, Reaming.
Okay. They bring you some water and a little bit of food. You should eat. Okay. It will help you regain your strength.
Yeah. I can eat something.
A bratwurst and some sauerkraut
Something. Quick question. Who else is here? Are these the only nurses here in this area, or are there any guards, any soldiers around?
There are no guards. There are, we will say, Two other beds are occupied with people who, you know, they're in, you know, similar to you. They, you know, they look like soldiers who were injured from some random happenstance or another. And there's two nurses, you know, kind of wandering around, just setting things in order.
Okay. Are the soldiers sleeping by now, or paying any attention to me?
No. You know, one of them looks like he's just kind of lying there, staring up at the ceiling, relaxing, and one of them appears to be reading a book.
Do you see any uniforms around?
No.
Any doctor's coats hanging?
Make a luck roll.
Okay. Let's see. I don't know. I failed.
Nope. Apparently not.
I will tell them. I feel better now. I should go back to... there's a lot of work to do.
The nurse comes up to you and, you know, kind of pats you on the shoulder. No. It is okay. You will be off duty for at least 2 or 3 days. You can stay here and relax.
Okay. That's fine. Do you mind if I go out to smoke a cigarette?
She looks at you and says, we will take you outside for smoking later. Right now, you just need to relax. With the morphine, you will be a little dizzy, and when its effects wear off, then perhaps.
I feel all right.
By the way, with the morphine, you're going to be at a minus 30 for anything physical that you want to do.
Oh, no. All right. I will try to get up, but, you know, just I'm going to wait for them to go and look at someone else, and then I will get up and get out of here.
Okay. We will come back to you. We will scene cut back to Sergeant Killarney, who has made his way to the guardhouse.
Okay. All right. Are any guards really paying attention to the checks down here?
Not really.
They're just kind of... Okay. And I don't think I would have seen where... Trifler and everyone went?
Nope.
You would have known that was our likely goal, because we knew that ahead of time.
Yeah. You mean 13?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think I'm just going to keep heading, try and blend in with any checks that are heading that direction still.
Okay. As you do so, you can hear some, what sounds like some people screaming, and a moment later... a number of Czech men and women kind of burst out of the door to the tower. All the Germans kind of stand up and look around. What the hell? And as the Mr. Liska's group of people, you know, burst out into that little courtyard and are very clearly panicked and running in fear.
But I don't see Liska. Or Trifler.
Not quite yet, no.
Okay. I think that's going to draw a lot of attention in this direction.
And you can see the German soldiers, you know, kind of look up. Oh, what's... And they, you know, they grab their rifles and they go try and they go start trying to subdue the panicked Czechs. You know, they're throwing rifle butts, knocking people down. Stop! Stop! Threatening them with their rifles, that sort of thing. Anything in particular you would like to do, or... Oh, did we lose... Oh, crap.
Hello?
Howdy.
Hey.
Are you guys still there?
Yeah.
I'm back.
Okay.
You still going to be
all right?
Yeah. We're just missing Jim.
So I was here, except I was on mute.
But back?
Okay.
Something happened to me. I got totally bumped off Skype. So.
Okay. So, yes. So anyway, as I was saying, the German soldiers are moving to intercept the Czechs. You know, they're throwing rifle butts around, knocking people to the ground, you know, threatening with their rifles. Stop where you are. What are you doing? They look like they're about to start opening fire.
Oh, I don't want to blend in with them anymore then.
Good call.
And you can see behind the group that's rushing out in a panic, come Mr. Liska and Sergeant Trifler.
I'm not exiting yet.
Okay, never mind then. You can see Mr. Liska.
I'm gonna
carrying a small child.
I'm gonna head towards Mr. Liska.
Okay.
And hopefully not draw too much attention from the guards.
With your great sneak and hide.
Well, I'm just hoping they're distracted with all the checks running and screaming.
If you guys are, kind of staying off to the side, standing in one place, not moving around too much, the Germans will just kind of leave you there while they're trying to round up the others.
I will tell Killer, there's something unnatural coming. We should try to let it pass us, and so the Germans will deal with it.
Does the door open outwards or inwards?
It opens outwards.
So we could hide behind the door and kind of guide the zombies towards the Germans.
That's the plan.
Or we should probably just slowly and kindly walk away.
Was there anything else? Did the stairs go another way, or is it just stairs to basement and then up here and outside in the outer ward?
Well, I don't think we're in the outer ward, though. We're at that little ward to the east around 213.
Yeah, so I'm just trying to see. Okay. Jim, are you muted? I'm not hearing your voice, but I'm seeing your icon flash up.
I can hear you, but yep. Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay.
No, I just wasn't saying anything.
Rob's a little staticky, but I can hear him.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to say, you sound staticky.
Rob wanted to hide behind the door outward and get behind it, and then that way the zombies might pass us and deal with the Germans.
Okay. Helena joins you in that. Sergeant Trifler.
I have a lot of experience in various machine shops and electrical shops, and I'm looking for anything that's obviously flammable. Maybe it's plumbed with gas lines. Maybe there's bottles of alcohol or gasoline or something else that's obviously flammable. Running around.
You, sir, may make a... what the heck is that? You may make a scrounge roll.
Did I take scrounge in the end? I did not make it.
You can't find anything that's obviously flammable.
Okay, in that case, I will the rest of the gang outside the door.
Okay. The zombies are, kind of coming up behind you, and you can hear there's more of them. They appear to be all coming directly up the stairs and out the door towards where everyone is.
Awesome.
Now, is there anything left for us to explore in there, in this Building 13 area, Jim?
No.
Okay. So, maybe the zombies will create a distraction and we can explore elsewhere, guys.
Well, or leave. I think we've found out what's going on here, and we need to report back and figure out a way to get it destroyed. Get the experiment, the laboratory destroyed.
Could be.
Those of us who haven't done this adventure before.
Agent
Chance. Well, I was thinking Chance. We may want to go and see if he's okay before leaving, but yeah. Being concerned about a fellow ally, but
we need the fearless leader.
Speaking of Agent,
our drug leader.
Speaking of Agent Chance, would you make a listen roll, please?
Okay.
I pass.
Yeah, you can hear all the shouting outside as the Germans are trying to round up the Czechs. And apparently the nurses did too, because they kind of head out to investigate and see what's going on.
Is there a uniform around?
No.
Even one of the other guys?
No.
No? Okay, no. I will just walk out from here.
Okay. you can see through into the courtyard. You can see everything that's going on. You can see the mass of panicked Czechs and the Germans trying to get them under control.
Yeah, I need to get clothes.
Why? It's summertime. How it's not that cold.
How I see any place where they storage clothes here? Like...
No.
Doll dream, maybe? Do I see my friends?
You can see... yeah, I'll say as you get closer, you can see Sergeant Trifler, Mr. Liska, and Helena huddled behind the door into the other tower. Just as the first zombies kind of shamble out into the massed Germans and Czechs, and so you may make a sand roll.
Hooray!
That's a failure.
All right, have I not seen the zombies yet?
That will be a D8.
D8? Wow. Yes. Right. Let's see, this is D8. 2.
Okay. Yeah, Sergeant Killarney, you see the zombies shamble out, so you may make your sand roll.
I failed.
And that'll be a D8.
5.
Okay. And obviously the Germans and Czechs see them. People start screaming. The Germans start shooting. There is panic and chaos as a horde of zombies emerges from the building.
Is 5 a something-something?
We're not in combat, so no.
Oh, awesome.
I'll run towards a truck.
Okay. all of you can kind of see each other now. So, all right. You know, you can all...
Truck sounds like a good idea.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're gonna bolt through the courtyard, back through the guardhouse, into the main courtyard, and back towards your truck?
Sure. I guess that's the only way out, so...
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know if the naked man's going to attract too much attention, though.
He's only half naked. He's only shirtless.
That's right. With a big bandage on him.
He's just delirious.
That's right.
It's another escaped morphine guy from the hospital. Ignore him.
Until he gets to the truck.
Would you each individually make a luck roll?
Yep, made it.
Hey, boss.
Hi, Bill.
Uh-oh, Edwin's quiet.
Sorry, I passed. Edwin passed.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
the Germans are shooting at the zombies and, you know, just kind of haphazardly shooting into everyone. Obviously, they're hitting zombies. They're hitting some of the Czechs. They somehow managed to miss all of you, however. Just a moment. Ooh.
Do we notice if the zombies seem to, like, get knocked down by being shot, or do we not notice, or does it not happen?
No, they just completely ignore being shot.
Okay.
And they, you know, they start grabbing, you know, people, Germans, Czechs, whomever they can, and just start chewing down on them.
Uh-huh.
As you're all running through the courtyard in this mad chaos, Helena gets clipped by a bullet and stumbles to her knees. She kind of crawls out and calls out and stumbles and falls.
Grab her if I'm near her.
Okay, I'm going to stop and help her.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll continue to carry the child that I have.
It looks like the bullet just grazed her shoulder. I'm okay. Just help me to my feet.
Okay.
As you make your way through the guardhouse back into the courtyard, you can see more Germans, you know, kind of pushing past you, rushing in to see what's going on. And, you know, they, of course, join in the whole melee.
Yeah, as soon as I see any, I will yell, "Monsters! Monsters!" and keep running towards the courtyard.
As you come out through the guardhouse into the main yard, would you all make a spot hidden roll, please?
Impale.
Roll 8. I failed.
Okay. Well, at least Mr. Liska and Agent Chance, to your left, over the wall, you can see the, you know, kind of sticking up over the wall. You can see the top of the well tower, which is number 3.
Uh-huh.
And you can see a strange dark cloud that appears to be just kind of hovering around the top of the well tower.
I will convey that to everybody. Yeah. Do you see that? A dark tower over there, a dark cloud over the tower.
Must be the resistance bombs. Run for the truck. Is it like smoke or?
It kind of looks like maybe just a thick black smoke, but it's kind of just swirling around the tower in a unnatural kind of way that you've never seen before, and so you can all make sand rolls for that.
Yes, I'm sure it's exactly as you say, Trefor. Exactly.
Ooh, make it.
Take another sand hit.
That's just 1 point for the failure.
Bring on.
I got a 100.
Okay. That was the right time to botch a sand roll. Okay, so you guys are headed towards the truck. You can hear you can hear screaming and gunfire and all of that coming from behind you. We can, Agent Chance. Do you want to try redialing the call, Shannon? Let's all hang up and.
Oh, you want me to start it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll do.
Thanks.
All right. I'll add you guys. Are you there, Jim?
Yep.
Okay. I don't know if I have Edwin on my friends list, so can somebody give me... Somebody can have him.
Yeah, just...
I can add him.
Just a second. I'll send him.
Okay. All right. Send that, and then I'll add him to the group call. That should do it. Are they yes to accept my friend request? Then I can add them. There we go. That should do it.
Or not.
Well, sometimes when you go from that particular file, you have to reopen it and then do it. So there he is. He just accepted. Now I can add him. Bing. All right. That should do it.
Okay.
Ah, it's not accepting. Let me PM him, see if something's going on. Bink, 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 bink. I'm letting him know he doesn't seem to be accepting the call. Let me close and just reset. It might be confused since he just came in. Yeah, that's weird. I'm going to tell him to check his privacy features or something. I'll check mine. Since he's my friend, he should just come on. So, dink a dink a dink a dink. Yeah, there must be some. I mean, it's accepting, but it just does a few seconds and then drops.
Well, that's weird.
Yeah, and he's on the friends list now, so he should be fine. So there may be a. Tell you what, I will disconnect and call you all again. It's possible that Skype hasn't quite realized he's my friend since I just added him. So this will hopefully refresh, and then I'll just call you guys.
No problem.
All right, let's try that. Okay, maybe it's that. So I'm just adding everybody bit by bit here. Just give me a second. There's Rob and Randall.
Hello?
Okay, how's that?
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, I think Skype didn't quite figure out you're my friend in the few seconds, so it wasn't accepting
right.
A call that had already started.
So, oh, gotcha. So yeah, it was weird, because like, the call, I could see the thing, and I could go to click on it, and once or twice it even looked like I was on the call, and then...
Yeah, I think it was because I set up the call, and then you were added as a friend after the call was set up, so it was confused.
Right.
So we just disconnected and redid, so we will be good now.
Okay. So the group of you emerges out into the main courtyard. You can hear the screams and gunshots and of the pitched battle between the Nazis and the zombies behind you. As you enter the courtyard, the entire castle starts rumbling, and the ground starts shaking, And you can all make a dex times 5 roll.
Liska passes with flying colors, even though he's...
I pass?
Mm-hmm. With your minus 30?
Uh-oh.
Well, that's a good question. I pass. Dex 65. Yes, I pass.
Okay.
Trifler fails.
Okay. Trifler falls, you know, kind of loses your footing, falls to the ground. As the courtyard in front of you cracks open, a big crack appears, and oozing up out of the crack comes this huge, black, slimy, oily mass.
I have Germans down.
What makes you think it was the Germans?
I have no comment, but I know what's going on.
What do those checks do?
You can see that this black mass is just covered in what look like all different sort of shapes and sizes of eyeballs and mouths and teeth, and this will be a sand roll.
For all of us, or just...
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That's a 96.
Hey, I missed. What's my prize, Jim?
Sorry. First of all, who passed?
I did. Kalarni did.
That's a D6.
Whoa.
Get ready for an idea roll.
Sorry 5. For the guys that failed. That's a 2 points.
Okay. And Sergeant Kalarni?
5.
Okay. Did I hear that somebody botched?
We did. Pfeiffer has a 96.
Awesome. Okay. So, Mr. Liska, you may roll a d20.
Ooh, nice. Rob gets to make an idea roll, too, because he gets 5 points, right?
Yeah, but we're not actually in combat.
Oh, okay.
Strictly speaking.
I lost 10 in the past hour.
Oh, okay. And Sergeant Trifler, you may just lose 20.
I was just about to empty my revolver into that thing. It's kind of like being in combat.
I lost 11 points. I don't feel so good. I am not happy.
Okay.
Liska's not happy.
And let's see. She will also fail her, and she will lose that much. Okay, that's going to be a problem, too. Okay, so we will start with Sergeant Kalarni. You, sir, may make your idea roll.
God. And I impale it.
Oh.
Dang.
Of course. Would you roll
I
me?
I didn't even.
Go ahead.
I would have passed with a multiplier of 1. And I'm pretty dumb.
Would you make a d10, please?
5.
5. Awesome. you become quite panicked at the sight of this thing. However, you are standing. We're going to say you are standing very near to... 1, 2, 3... Roll a d4, please.
2.
To Sergeant Trifler. who, of course, is falling to the ground. Perhaps you were about to assist him up. But you are overcome with... this, you know, utter certainty that Sergeant Trifler is the one who can protect you from this thing. moving on to Mr. Liska, would you make your idea roll, please?
Yes. I made it by half. What's my prize?
your prize is to roll a d10.
Okay. 10.
What am I going to do with that? I don't like that one. Reroll it.
1. Do I faint?
no, you don't faint, but you just stop right in place. Your eyes go wide, and you are just completely catatonic, just staring at this horrible thing.
Okay.
Sergeant Trifler, I believe you had a...
had a slight sand loss.
Problem to deal with as well.
Mm-hmm. I also make my idea roll.
We're all too smart for this game.
Yep.
D10.
That's a 1 as well.
You also go completely catatonic. As
the radio acting will be phenomenal.
as Sergeant Killarney is hanging on you, expecting you to protect him.
Wake up!
Helena screams in terror and runs off, leaving Agent Chance as the only sane person. Relatively sane.
He's on morphine.
He just thinks it's an illusion from that.
That's probably what helps.
Just jump into the truck and drive away.
Leave us all behind.
Okay.
You suspected he was a weasel? Now you know.
Okay. In order to do that, you're going to have to get past this thing, however. What is your dex?
13.
Your dex is 13. That's
65.
Let's see. It is going to be that. So that's going to be. It is kind of slow moving, however. So yeah, you're able to dodge around it and get to the truck without a problem.
But guess who has the truck keys?
Yeah. Would you make a luck roll, please?
Whoops.
Okay. Thank you, guys. that's an 18.
Okay.
Keys are in place.
Yes, the keys were left in the ignition. You're able to get the truck started. You can see behind you that this black mass is just going after everything. Mr. Liska and Sergeant Trifler are just rooted to the spot. Sergeant Killarney, however,
I am shaking Trifler, trying to snap him out of it, pleading with him to save us.
Okay, some kind of pseudopod reaches out from the this large black mass and smacks into. Mr. Liska.
I lean into it.
Bravely.
And you may take... Just a moment. This number and this number. And crushes him flat as he takes 26 points of damage.
Well, I don't have to worry about making my skill checks at the end of the session. That saves me some time.
on the way out, Jim...
Yeah.
Do I go by, very close to any of them so I can stop a truck and getting into the truck, pull them in?
Well, you could drive over to them, yes, where they're being attacked by a Shoggoth if you really wanted to.
Or you could leave and just suffer Stan for leaving us all behind, but, you know.
Yeah, okay. can I get the truck close enough but away from the Shoggoth and try to...
No.
Okay. So it's just me or them. Sorry, guys. I try.
Liska would forgive you, but he's dead.
A number of Germans are being, torn apart and flung about the castle. Sergeant Killarney, would you make a dodge roll, please?
You can do it. Yeah. You can do it.
No, I can't.
Would you make a luck roll, please?
That one I can.
Okay. Another pseudopod kind of flings out, just barely misses you, but grabs on to Sergeant Trifler and tears Sergeant Trifler apart for 34 points of damage.
Oh, that's what the luck roll is for, to see if you got it or he did. Yep. All right.
Exactly.
He took more than me.
Yes, torn into even smaller pieces than Mr. Well,
I don't need a sand roll for this because I'm already insane.
Correct.
Okay.
It has its limits.
Your savior has been destroyed.
Yeah.
There's no hope.
And Sergeant Killarney, you can see Agent Chance get into the truck and start it up as that happens.
That's a hint.
And I'm going to start running.
A number of Germans are, the Germans are running everywhere. They're firing into the creature. The creature is, throwing Germans around with abandon. Okay, Sergeant Killarney, you can give me a dodge roll.
Ooh.
Yes.
You managed to make it to the truck just as Agent Chance is backing up.
Okay, and I punched Agent Chance.
Throw him out the truck and drive off.
Okay. He backs up and he has to come to a stop. You're able to jump up on the running board and punch him if that's what you want to do.
Okay. And then I get in the truck.
Okay.
It was a light punch.
Roll your punch.
I have a damage bonus.
Oh, you're gonna knock him out. Watch. He's only got 5 hit points.
It's only 3.
You did 3 points of damage?
Yeah.
How many hit points did you have, Agent Chance?
4.
I believe that calls for a con roll.
I think you're unconscious at 2 or less, standard 6, just automatically. But
that must have been the shoulder
Jim's
he got
being,
shot at.
Jim's being kind.
Yeah, okay, I'll give Agent Chance a con roll.
I fail it anyway with the minus 30.
Yeah, so Sergeant Killarney, you knock him unconscious.
Okay, now I'll take over driving.
Are you going to push him into the passenger side, or are you going to throw him out of the truck?
I'm going to push him in the passenger side.
He does care.
See? I'm that big of an ass.
Okay. Would you make a luck roll, please?
Oh, this may not have been a good idea. No. I might. Okay, no.
There was a no?
Yeah, well, I rolled a 9 on the percentile. I forgot to check and see if it was a fumble or not. It wasn't.
Okay. But you failed.
Yeah, fail either way.
Okay. As you start trying to drive the truck out of the courtyard, there's just so much chaos. There's people running everywhere. I'm going to have you make a drive roll in order to get out of the castle.
Base is 20?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. And I'm just rolling over people if they're in the way. Hey, I passed.
Okay. You were able to roll the truck out of the courtyard and on the road down the hill.
Okay. And we don't stop at the hill. I don't have the map handy, but I'm following the road to the northeast.
Go to Poland.
Exactly.
And with that, that pretty much brings the scenario to an end.
Wow, the people who really cared about the slobs are dead, and the people who didn't care about the slobs are alive.
No, I cared. I just didn't.
Two words.
Yeah,
Marshall Court.
You're a civilian. Exactly. I don't think court martial me.
And you're in different countries' militaries.
No jurisdiction.
When you were drugged too, it was a German. I saved you.
That's true.
Well, they were trying to get the truck from you.
Well, I can say this was a pretty difficult scenario.
So, is the scenario sort of written that whenever we get in, the thing blows up and we all die, or is there like some cause and effect stuff that goes on somewhere?
It's the priest, right?
Yeah, it's the priest. Yeah. What happened was the priest found a book, and I just closed the scenario, so I can't tell you exactly which book it is. Unspeakable Shadows or something like that, which is the book that he was carrying around with him. And he found a spell in it that he thought would destroy the Germans and help him. Reading the book obviously sent him insane. But the spell, he found the spell that was that he thought, as he understood it, would help him rescue more children and destroy the Germans, when in reality all the spell was doing was summoning a Shoggoth.
Gotcha. He did do a good job destroying Germans.
True.
Yeah, that's true.
Half credit.
And so that was his entire purpose to get back into the castle, because the spell had to be cast from the top of that well tower, and he needed a little time to do it. So
the castle was destroyed.
Probably, yes. Yeah. And there's a Shoggoth loose in Bohemia.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm sure a lot of people are going to die, Germans and non-Germans.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah, I can't really, looking back, think of any reasonable point where one might have shot him.
Well, we failed the spot hit him where Jim told us about the book, so we thought it was a Bible.
Yeah. Right.
That's the thing.
And nobody had a cult or Cthulhu mythos, obviously, so.
And you could potentially have gone with him,
right?
If you had approached it completely differently, you know, and kept with him.
We could have gotten him shot. If we had just let him walk up to the front gate there, we probably could have just gotten him shot and been done with.
We did, but he wanted us to come with him. He wouldn't go.
That's what I mean. If we had gone with him, we probably could have.
Right.
Yeah.
And one of us would have gotten shot too, though.
Yeah, minor details.
I mean, in the big scheme.
Right. Yeah, I think the German scientist had documents that you could grab that would show how he did the experiments, but it was in a different room. So.
Yeah, there's not a good way of rescuing the kids, is there? The people, is there?
Nope. Okay. Not in the slightest. Yeah, the best you can hope for is to, you know, either avoid or... Yeah, either stop the father from casting the spell, you know, or avoid the Shoggoth once it's there, and then somehow get away with the, you know, information. Even if you don't know the details, you would know that, you at least know that somehow they were doing some occult things, that somehow were creating a bunch of zombies that are right. That are also now loose and, you know,
maybe
roaming
the Shoggoth will take care of the zombies.
Probably.
Those guys can't be friends with each other.
Yeah, the Shoggoth will clean that up for you anyway.
Yeah.
When eventually the summoning will probably wear off or something.
Yeah. And then
it'll go back.
The only one other piece of information that is not really given in this scenario, but is just kind of, you know, mentioned that, you know, hey, you can include this if you want, is that the doctor who was performing those experiments was, you know, in direct communication with Himmler.
Mm.
And somehow bringing that piece of information back to the Allies is supposed to be the tie-in to the next scenario.
Okay.
Well, my next scenario is going to be some sort of an afterlife thing. So.
Yes, I will travel with you.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to have a good tie, because I wouldn't have known any of that. And assuming Chance survives...
Assuming the two of you get to Poland.
Yeah, so why don't you both, the two of you, make individual luck rolls?
Nope. Not even close.
Hold on.
Is it 95 a fumble? Or is it 96 up?
96.
I think 96 up.
Okay, then I didn't fumble either. Just a failure.
Is that a house rule in 6, or is that a 7th edition thing added? I thought a bad break. I thought it was 99 or 100. But, yeah.
I thought it was 96, but I've just had a
bonus. That's a pass.
Okay. So, as the two of you were, you know, trying to make your way out of, you know, somehow back to England, and, you know, probably fighting the entire way, Sergeant Killarney somehow along the way is either captured by the Germans or killed, and Agent Chance is the only one to make it back alive.
Or more likely, he's defending while Chance runs away.
Still without his shirt on.
No doubt. Well, good stuff, guys. That was fun.
That was great. Thanks.
Yeah. So we're taking a break from two weeks out, right?
Yeah. So 2 weeks from now, we'll have a week off, and then 4 weeks from now, we'll start. Rob will start Heroes of the Sea.
Okay, cool.
Yep.
Yeah, pretty cool. So right. I told this friend of mine who wanted to join us, so I don't know if you guys are okay on Wednesdays.
Sure. I'm fine with that.
Yeah, I'm okay with it.
Okay. You would have to ask the keeper. It's up to him, so...
I'm okay with it.
All right, I'll let you know.
All right, cool.
All right, guys.
Okay.
All right, thanks.
Talk to you on Sunday. Ellen, can you stay on the line so we can figure out your Invictus stuff?
Definitely.
All right.
All right.
So bye, guys.
Bye.
I'll just leave the. I'm going to mute myself and leave the call on since I'm the host.
Oh, because it's your call. Yeah. Do you have me as a contact, Ed?
I am not sure if I do or not.
Okay. Let me check here.
I'll just leave it on for the next hour. I'll just mute myself so you can't hear my background. You'll be should be good.
I'll talk to you later, guys. Bye.
All right, bye, guys.
Okay. Bye. Yeah. Good luck.